Shalom to all, and welcome back to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha. And today we're learning the first Aliyah in Parsha's Metzaira, that's Perek Yudalid, Pasuk Aleph. And in Parsha's Hazria, we learned all about what's considered Saras. So we have a person who has Saras and he's Tame. What does he do? The Pasuk says, Vaydabar Shalom Meshalem, Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Zayis Tia Taras HaMetzaira, this is the law of the Metzaira, B'yayim Tarasai, on the day that he's going to be purified, V'huva Al HaKayin, he should be brought to the Kayin. V'yatza Al HaKayin Al Mechutz HaMachina, the Kayin should go outside camping because that's where the Metzaira was. V'ra Al HaKayin, and the Kayin should look, V'hine Nirpa Negat Saras Menatzarua. And behold, the Negat Saras became healed from the one that had it. V'tziva HaKayin, and the Kayin shall command, V'lokach Lamitaher, and for the one being purified, the following shall be taken, Shtei Tziparim Chayas Tahiros, two birds that are alive which are pure, V'etz Erez and cedarwood, Ushni Soilas and a tongue of red wool, V'ezoiv and hyssop. Let's see, Rashi B'yir Pasuk Dalet, Chayas, they have to be alive. What does it mean they have to be alive? Prat L'trefas, that excludes a bird that's a trefa. Tahiros, Prat Loif Tame, this excludes a non-kosher bird. L'fishan Agayim Bayim Lashon Hara, since the reason why a person's going to have a Negat Saras is because he spoke Lashon Hara, Shuhu Masip Et Putei Dvarim, this comes about through a lot of chattering, a lot of talking. L'fika Chuzkakula Tarasei Tziparim, that's why when he becomes Tahar, he needs birds. Shema Patvetim Tamed Betziftsev Kol, that they're constantly chattering or chirping with their loud chirping sound. V'etz Erez, why is it that he has to take a branch of cedar wood? L'fishan Negayim Bayim Agasuz Ruach, that's because Negayim, Tsaras, comes because he's very haughty. Cedar is a very tall tree, so he has to take something from a very tall, haughty tree. Ushnisa Las Ve'ezaiv, he has to take a tongue of red wool and hyssop. Matakanasa V'yisrape, what does this have to do with his takana? Yashbol Atzmi Begavasai, he has to lower himself from his haughty state that he put himself in. Ketailas, like a worm, Uche'ezaiv, and like hyssop. Even though Tailas Shani is translated as a tongue of red wool, Tailas also could be translated as a worm. So he has to make himself like a worm. Hyssop is this very low-lying grass, so he has to make himself like someone who's low and humble. Back to Chumash Pasuk, the Kohen shall command v'shachar es hatzipor ha'echas, and one of the birds shall be shechted el kli cheres, into an earthenware kli al mayim chayim, onto spring water. Es hatzipor ha'chaya, now regarding the bird which is alive, yikach oisa, he shall take it, ves eto eres, ves shni ha'tolas, ves o'ezoiv, and the cedar wood and the tongue of red wool and the hyssop, v'tabal oisam, and he shall dip them, ve'es hatzipor ha'chaya, and the bird which is alive, bedam hatzipor ha'shchuto, in the blood of the bird which was shechted, al mayim ha'chaim, on the spring water. V'hizo al mitar min ha'tzaras sheva pa'amim, and he shall sprinkle on the one who's becoming tar from his tzaras 7 times, v'tiarai, he shall purify him, v'shilach ha'tzipor ha'chaya al pnei ha'sadeh, and he should send out the bird which is alive onto the field, meaning he lets the live bird go free. V'chibas ha'mitaris begadav, and the one who's becoming tar shall wash his clothing, v'gilach ha'tzkos ha'arai, and shave all of his hair, v'rachatz b'mayim v'tari, and immerse himself in water and become tahar, v'achar yovel ha'machaneh, then he could come into camp, v'yashem ha'chosal ha'shivas yamim, but he still has to remain outside his tent for another 7 days. V'hay b'yom ha'shvi, and it will be on the 7th day, yigalach ha'tzkos ha'arai, he should once again shave all of his hair, as roshay, as sakonim, as gabes enov, his head, his beard, his eyebrows, v'as kol sa'ari galech, and all of his hair he shall shave, v'chibas his begadav, he shall wash his clothing, v'rachatz his besar b'mayim v'tayr, he shall immerse himself in water and become purified. U'bayayim ha'shmini, and on the 8th day, yikach shnei kvasim tamimim, he should take 2 unblemished male lambs, v'chavso achas bashanasa tamima, and 1 female lamb within the 1st year of its life, which is unblemished, u'shloish esroinim stoilis mincha b'lula v'ashemen, and 3 esroinim of fine flour for a mincha mixed with oil, v'loig echad shaman, and another loig of oil. V'hemid ha'kayin ha'mitaher, es ho'ish ha'mitaher ve'oisam, and the kayin who's carrying out the tahara process, he shall stand the man who is becoming tahar and them. Where is he standing them? Lifnei Hashem, in front of Hashem, Pesach ha'omayid, at the entrance of the ha'omayid, v'lokach ha'kayin is a kevso echad, and the kayin shall take 1 lamb, v'hikriv oisei la'asham, v'es loig ha'shaman, and he shall bring it as a asham along with a loig of oil, v'hinif oisem tenufa lifnei Hashem, and he should wave them as a waving in front of Hashem. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with the second Aliyah, continue to learn about this Tahara process of the Metzaira. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.